This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Tuesday, April 4th. God's word for you today is bitter. Our scripture reading is taken from John 16, verse 7, and it says, "But in fact, it is best for you that I go away, because if I don't, the advocate won't come. If I do go away, then I will send him to you." Why would Jesus say it is best for us that he goes away? Is the Holy Spirit better than Jesus? Jesus is the best guide you can ever have. The apostles had Jesus, and when they have any questions, they go to Jesus, and he will explain things to them. When the apostles had tax issues, they will go to Jesus and he will say, "Catch that fish, your tax is in its mouth." Amazing guide. When they were stuck in the storm, Jesus spoke to the storm and stilled it. One of them lost her brother. All she did was call Jesus, her guide. Jesus showed up and said to the dead man, "Lazarus, come forth." And he that was dead came back to life. That is what it was like to have Jesus as their guide. It is the best thing that can ever happen to any man. But Jesus himself said that it is good for him to go so that another comforter, another guide, another helper can come. So why is it better for Jesus to go and for the Holy Spirit to be with us? The answer is, as powerful, fantastic, awesome, great, and as divine as Jesus is, Jesus was limited to being in one place at a time. Now, imagine there is a challenge and we all have to go to Jerusalem to meet Jesus. When we get there, we have to look for Jesus, then get in the appointment queue waiting to see Jesus. Interestingly, that is how some people treat men of God today. They leave the Holy Spirit and journey to where the man is and stay in a queue for hours to see a man of God. Something is definitely wrong with that model. Jesus does not even want to be like that. So why should we? Jesus says there is a better model, and that model involves him going away and sending us the Comforter who will be with us and in us always. The Holy Spirit can be everywhere at the same time. We do not need to go and queue to see a prophet or queue to see a man of God. We do not even need to go and queue to see Jesus himself. Jesus made himself irrelevant, as it were, when it comes to things like that. Jesus says, "You do not need me. I am going to send you the person you need, the Holy Spirit." The beauty of having the Holy Spirit is that Jesus can be in heaven with the Father and the Holy Spirit can be with you, me and everybody. John 14 verse 16 to 17 says, "The Father will give you another helper who will be with you forever. That helper is the Spirit of truth. The world cannot accept him because it doesn't see or know him. But you know him because he lives with you and will be in you." Let us pray. Holy Spirit, I open my life to you. Come, be with me and in me. In Jesus' name, amen.
Trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.